It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roving, rambling, intrepid reporter. So, Ruth, what's going on? This is notoriously a quiet time.
A quiet time. And yesterday was the meteorological start of fall, I heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, they bang on it. Just like December 1st is the meteorological start of winter.
Yeah.
I've learned two new things today.
But it's just...
You ready for spring? You can guess.
I'm ready for spring. I was just thinking, sitting here, about winter snowstorms.
No, interesting because, you know, as the light shifts at this time of year.
Right.
And it actually, it's really noticeable right around the first week of August.
Well, I was fascinated yesterday when I walked into a store and see the Halloween stuff's out already.
Oh, wait, there's places there Christmas stuff out.
Right, but if you remember, and it's funny, because last year was a real... eye opener, if you will, because they used to put the Halloween stuff out at the beginning of August. You had lost back to school before last year. You had lost back to school entirely. The Halloween stuff was out at the beginning of August. Now I think that they've gotten it a little bit later. So,
well, there's still Thanksgiving stuff in there somewhere.
Oh dear!
Lord knows.
Well, anyway,
the astrology, but how about I don't on Ruth's show?
Well, I know they've been having a big weekend at Lime Rock Park, and
I was just going to say I was up there on Thursday, and it's always fun to talk to the drivers as they line up for the parade. That parade, as we know, is a real highlight of the year, and spectators love it as those cars go through Lime Rock and Lakeville, Salisbury, and end up in Falls Village.
Do you know how they, by any chance, since I have been doing this for how long, and this is the first time I got caught in it, do you know how they come over from Salisbury? Do they go over Wells Hill, or do you know?
Yeah, I think they do go over Wells. When I did it, they did. When I rode, they did go over Wells Hill. I'm assuming they still do.
Came benignly thinking, okay, it's great, it's not that I was not conscious of it. It's that I
don't know that I'd agree with that. But
what? No, I knew what time it was, and da 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 da. I just always focused on leaving Sharon, so as not to get into it as they left Lime Rock. It never occurred to me that I would find it.
Well, they come around that way, I had some interesting talks. So this group with these. Vin, talk about old. There was a car there from 1901. There's a whole group of these real, real old pre-World War I cars, and fascinating. And this one fellow that I chatted with, and then I met him again in Falls Village, but he said it was a hairy ride. He lost his brakes along the road. Was hoping he wasn't going to crash into the expensive car in front of him. But he made it.
And he had to go over Wells Hill, too.
Can you imagine?
I'm sure he lost his brakes on 112, I'm going to say.
I hope so.
Because I think I was
he chugged into Falls Village, and they quick parked him.
There you go.
But it's always great, and it's wonderful how they pull into Noble Horizons and have all the residents out there. It's a sight to behold. So,
well, yeah, some of them probably remember a lot of those cars.
Probably.
Were young, so.
Also, in fairness, the Historic Festival is and has always been a biggie, and I think this was the 43rd.
I'm curious, too. Does anybody have any idea? Because years back, they did make some electric cars in the earlier parts of the 1900s.
They also made hemp cars.
Anything like that in there? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
I'd be interested.
I mean, when they're lined up, I don't know how many. I never did get the count this year, but they're quite a large number.
Yeah.
Electric cars at the turn of the last century, absolutely, and very successful. But that's okay because we were all, I don't know if you remember from Harry Potter, but our memories were all modified. And it's like, oh, here, something new. Like, guys. But what I find most fascinating, this is a digression, but Mike, this might prepare you for one of your other shows. is Henry Ford a hemp car? Hemp, and it was as strong as steel. Amazing.
People have done a number. I mean, there was a guy also who had one that ran on water.
That's right. He unfortunately met an untimely end. But it's still, you can still run a car on water. But that kind of messes with the need to, shall we say, have gasoline. It's just like electricity.
Well, yeah.
You can get electricity, but it can't be metered. And if it can't be metered, you don't.
All right.
We don't want you to have it. But back to electricity. Oh, you mean if you can get electricity, then you can run your hemp car. No, or water.
You can smoke your hemp car.
Well, it was quite a weekend, and as we can see here in Kent, as they're coming home, coming down Route 7, we can...
Right, you get your
loads
own
of them. Yeah.
Was yours yesterday, or did they... Because...
The parade was Thursday.
No, but when they went down through...
Oh, yesterday I saw some, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's fun. It's always a very popular, and people come from all over. I was talking to people from California.
This is a huge...
It's a real big thing.
This is a huge national / I would go so far as to say international, on that circuit. And, we always used to, as they brought the cars in at the beginning of the week, you know, some of those rigs are beyond, you know.
Yeah.
They're more fitted out than many houses.
Absolutely.
Expensive houses. It's a mainstay of that calendar. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep. All right.
And then this week also saw our schools open up again for the year.
That's right.
School opened on Tuesday. Kids were there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Teachers had workshops on Friday, and today we start again with regular season. Let's start the countdown.
That's right. This is the more official day.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned. You know,
well, actually, the official day is October 1st, so I always have to wait talk with Sam Herrick to get the figures. Yeah.
That's when they do the census.
Counts them as of October 1st enrollment.
Yeah, and that's what all your money is based on at that point.
Right. So I cannot give you any enrollment figures until October 1st.
That's why that question I've had out in the ether for I don't know how long.
Yeah, no, that's what they base all the grants and everything on when they do the official count on October 1st. So it doesn't matter. You can go up 30 kids after that. You're still not getting more money.
Whatever is on that day.
Yep. Yeah. So they have to try and make sure that every kid comes to school that day, too.
Yeah, well.
Because my understanding is if they're not there, you can't count them.
I don't think that's. No, I think if they're enrolled.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I think at one point I was heard.
Possibly, but, you know,
maybe misheard.
It's like all of these fancy, you hear about these fancy social media influencers and how fancy writers had to do book trailers and blah, blah, because they needed their social media presence. And now they are finding out that some massive figure, let's just say 70%, but it's massive. It was all bots. It wasn't real.
Now, speaking of schools, I have to add this in because I actually live streamed this event, a sad event. We lost David Beresdorf.
Yes, I was going to bring that up. Did we live stream it?
Yes, we did live stream it.
Oh, good. I was going to... That was my next thing, yeah. The community lost a real giant as far as many people are concerned. David was very active. He was teacher, coach, AD. He even served as principal for some couple of months there.
Yeah, he sat in for a while there as interim, yeah.
Yeah, and so big crowd, Michael?
Oh, very, very. Yeah. I mean, they were full.
Yeah, figured that was it. And
he has, a large, large family of kids, grandkids, the generations that were there.
Wow.
And
he's one of several brothers, I guess.
Yes, he had some of the brothers. Well, they may have been all the brothers. A couple of them spoke. But, we live streamed that event, so it's on the St. John's YouTube site if anybody wants to see
that.
I'm
very glad to hear you did that. And they even stopped the
protest.
I
was hoping they'd do that because, he was a part of the Democratic Town Committee and stuff. Yeah, out of full respect, I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, that was good. So I'm glad to hear you did that. And, yeah, David was, my favorite was his auctioneering at the Democratic auctions every year. And he was theatrical as well. We should mention he did play some parts at Sharon Playhouse. So,
a man of many talents, if
you
will.
Yeah, and gone too soon.
Although, according to some of the relatives, he wasn't necessarily that talented at some of what he did. But if you want to know all about that part of Dave's life.
I'm sure the relatives told it all.
They did. There was a lot of humor. You know, the family was wonderful. All the ones that spoke, the brothers, the son-in-law, et cetera, all were well-spoken and had... Everybody had a new aspect to add into it. So you got kind of a picture of Dave and what Dave was. Mm. And, you know, it's always a sad event, but it also was very, very pleasing to see the what was basically an upbeat thing, and they actually sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Good. So glad to hear. And I will be watching it. That's great. Wake Robin continues. The saga.
Oh boy.
And, you know, we keep having hearings. I believe they have till September 9th as the deadline, and they're going to have to, I assume, make a decision or...
Yeah, and
extend it if all parties agree. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but I think this really needs to come to some sort of conclusion.
Well, yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah, so... Well,
they're not also from the Lakefield Journal, too, last week. The interveners are no longer involved in this.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's an interesting new
twist.
That's
an aspect I just kind of didn't quite understand. But.
Yeah, I don't either. I've never been aware of or ever seen a case. I'm sure there must be out there where they said to an intervener, you're no longer involved.
Yeah.
It was already involved. So
yeah,
I'm not quite sure what's behind that. But
now, if it passes, or if it's approved, I wonder what recourse those...
The only recourse people have about planning and zoning decisions,
right?
Is to go to Superior Court, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only place you can challenge it. And you're hard-pressed to challenge something that has gone through a rigorous process
and meets, met all the regulations.
Yeah, meets the guidelines, and as long as... See, the other part, though, this comes to the special permitting. You have to be careful when you do that and not overstep, even though you have what we call a broad brush to paint with. You have to be careful how you paint, and because there's numerous things that somebody can come out and put this thing right back in court. It's just, unfortunately, the sad way sometimes that things go is they get held up in court while people go from one thing to the next to try and stop whatever it is they don't care to have happening. So we'll see.
We've all seen that in every town. We've had certainly have that happen here down in Kent with a subdivision that was proposed. The neighbors really came out against it, and I guess zoning said no, and nothing has happened. That land is still sitting there. Well, we're waiting to see what happens.
As you know, if everything, the I's and the T's were all crossed and dotted, the hearing has to close on the Wake Robin on September 9th.
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's the deadline for that. And once it's closed, they have a certain period of time. I'm not aware right off the top of my head to finally render their decision.
I think it's 65 days, isn't it?
I want to say that is. I'm not going to, you know.
Yeah.
So they don't have to do it.
Bet my life on it.
Right.
Yeah, no, they'll have some time to go back through everything, but that means that definitely public comment is done come September 9th. No more comes in, and as Michael Clemens is very famous for saying all the time, he asks people to avoid talking to P&Z commissioners about this on the street and all. We know it's tough, but if you do, you taint them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see where the Fifth Circuit Court knocked down... You guys are going to both think that this is a digression, and it is. But the NLRB and declared it an illegal commission.
NLRB.
National Labor
Relations Board?
Yep.
Oh, no, not aware of that.
I was, since it came from our fancy law firm, it wasn't something off the less. No, no. They sent out a thing. Fifth Circuit knocks it down, so that is going to be interesting. And I only raise it because how many news stories has anybody on the planet read about how the negotiations are being handled or the strike is being handled with the...
Depends on what you're reading and where you're looking. I'm going to point back real quick, Ruth. I don't know if you saw the cartoon in the Lakeville Journal, but it is about the Wake Robin. And it's quite hilarious.
Actually, I have the paper right here. I should look.
It's on the first page. It is hilarious. I mean,
okay.
I have to give them credit on that one.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah. Taj Mahal.
Gotta love it.
Funny.
The Wake Robin Mahal.
Right. Oh, God. This is, I would venture to guess this has been one of the most hours of talk on a topic between the last hearings and these hearings. I mean, they have gone on for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, well, that's a tendency of Salisbury. When they were looking at the Holly Block affordable housing, that one went on a long time.
That did too, but this one seemed even longer.
Yeah,
they all seem
longer and longer. But
they sure do.
When Lime Rock was looking for Sunday racing.
That too.
that one had a life of its own too.
Those poor planning and zoning commissioners sitting there. Oh,
and there's an example of one that I believe did they go? Yeah, they went to Superior Court on that decision. And I think it was, I won't stake my life on this, but I think it was a little over a year for the court to actually rule on that.
That was a long time. Yeah, I don't remember how long, but it was.
So you know, that's the
and
end.
There's no activity there yet.
They say now that they have received a multi-million-dollar grant for the property, but I haven't really seen anybody. I haven't seen surveyors or markers or anything there.
Oh, okay.
I'm really not sure what exactly.
I thought it was going to be moving ahead.
That was my understanding, but it does, you know, if they're moving ahead, it must be behind the scenes right now because the property itself is just sitting there
as a
parking lot in a park, you know, that people are using and all, so...
There's a lot of that going around, she said.
Yeah,
lots of parking lots.
And here in Kent, we are, as you know, the North Kent swimming area. That was cause of a lot of controversy because people were coming in, using it, and leaving their garbage and really destructing the place. The selectmen finally closed it down. It's a complex issue because the land is owned by several entities, including Appalachian Trail, Housatonic Valley Association, DEEP, and so. But the road is a town road, so it's barricaded now, and we have a trooper sitting there telling people you can't go in.
Yeah. So. All because people can't pick up after themselves.
Yeah, and it became the neighbors, and rightly so, complained terribly. And we now have, as I say, the troopers sitting there on Route 7 as well as signs saying no parking along Route 7 because they were doing that and going in. So, of course, this will all end as soon as the weather gets colder, but the problem still exists.
Might have them polar bear people going out to swim.
Yeah, maybe.
God
some
bless
of those.
Them. Well, guys, you know what? Can you believe this?
Yes.
19 minutes in already.
Yeah, because...
Well, we just want to mention the Heritage Housatonic Heritage Walks that are starting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be all over. There's a whole list of them, so people should really go to the Upper Housatonic Valley Heritage Area website and check it out. It's all of September and the first weekend in October. And some great walks, some great talks. So check that out.
And I think you've got Crop Walk coming up here in the next week or so.
Oh,
no, end of the month.
Is that right? Okay.
End of the month.
End of the month? Okay.
Yep. They had a planning meeting.
I know.
That's why you saw that, which is important because...
Yeah, I heard it was being mentioned, so automatically I assumed it's tomorrow. No, just kidding.
As well you should. We have you programmed thus.
But, you know, fall, well, you have a lot in the fall, too. I mean, you're going to have leaf peepers and everything coming up. I think we're going to turn early this year, I think. But then, you know, I used to be a meteorologist, too.
All right. Dentist, meteorologist, how are we? Anything else coming up? Do I need to wind it up or what?
No, I think, announcer, you can bring us to a halt here and say goodbye, and we'll come back next week, same time, same bat channel.
All right. Ruth, thank you. Mike, thank you. This has been What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's everything reporter on Robin Hood Radio.